First of all, I would like to welcome our dear friend Rebelli Eisman. He's always involved in making sure that things go smoothly on this side of the globe, and we hope he's getting nachas from all of his payers. We've been on a journey on really understanding the core issues of Bein Adam L'Chaveray, understanding that this is not a joke, that whether we like it or not, Klal Yisrael is attached. It's not a mirage, it's not a figment of our imaginations. We either live with the understanding that Ato Echad, Shimcha Echad, Hashem is one, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyecha Ba'aretz, and there's one nation, or we just miss the boat. We miss the boat. The Torah is mitzvah us to do things, not to play a practical joke on us, to make it hard for us. Oh, let's see if Stark can be nice to somebody today. The Torah actually is telling you, you know, this really is your brother. And not only that, he really is your right hand. He's your left hand. He's your foot. You need him. So why don't you grow up and treat him accordingly? The Torah is always mitzvah according to the reality of what's going on. And Klal Yisrael, as we saw from the Ramak, we saw the Arizal brings, everyone, the Nefesh HaChaim brings this as well, all of Knesset Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael is one giant neshama. And working on this, and seeing that despite the fact that we're different, that he looks different than me, and I look different than him, and we're able to see why we need each other, this is how we get along with people. People are always wondering how to have Shalom Bayis. You know, they always say, Rabbi Stark, we have Avad and Shalom Bayis. They don't realize that the entire summer's mind, we've been working on Shalom Bayis. We've been working on knowing that someone's a part of you when they're very, very different. And a woman is very, very different. But Ishtei Kegufo, she's actually part of you. No, she's not. Yep, she is. So you have to figure this out. People want someone who's like them. You don't steig from having a wife that's like you. All the steiging comes from the fact that she's bringing something to the table. The Nitziv says in Harchev Dover, in Bracious, Perek Beis, on the Pasuk Ezer Kenegdo, we all know, Chazal say, if your wife is an Ezer, and if you're not Zeicha, she's a Kenegdo, oh boy, does she give it to you, right? So everyone wants an Ezer, they want a wife who's going to help them. Says the Nitziv, though, what's Pashup Shot in this Pasuk? Ezer Kenegdo. It sounds like the Ezer, the helping, and the Kenegdo can go together. But in Chazal, it sounds like it's either good for you, it's an Ezer, or it's a Kenegdo, it's against you. He says, no, Chas V'Shalom. He says, this is a helper who's Kenegdo. Why? He says, a person comes and he gets in a big fit of rage. Right? He's mad at his Chavrusa, he's mad at his partner at work, and his wife is like him. So you know what she does? She roots him on. She says, yeah, Yankel, you're right. You tell him, Yankel, right? And he becomes ensnared. And it gets worse and worse and worse. Such a woman, she's like him. She's like him, but she's not helping him. She's not helping him. Says the Nativ, who helps you? An Azer, a helper that's Kenegdai. That's someone that's different than you. I don't know, Yankel. You're not speaking very... You're not acting like yourself. Why don't you calm down? After all, your boss is your partner, your boss, your chavrusa, they're all good people. What's happening to you, young? Oh, that wife of mine. Grr. Right? And then eventually, she has a hashba because you realize, wow, maybe she's different than me, but your azer becomes your kenegdai, the one who's going against you. But there are people who are so used to living in a dorm where anyone who breathes at them the wrong way and they look a little bit different than them, they start puzzling them. They're out. They're non-factors in my life. They're not used to any type of tension of dealing with something that might look like, no, this is terrible, but wait, maybe he has a point. Maybe he has a point. He looks different than me. He walks, he talks differently than me. Maybe he has a point. An Azer Kenegdai. Someone who starts working on this now is ready to hear his wife. He's ready to hear. He's ready to steig from things that are different. Because he understands she's his better half. Ishtai Kigufo. She's out to help him. The Azer can be Kenegdai. And Fakert, if you have somebody in your life that's like you, there's not that much steiging that can go on. You're both just going on your merry way, exactly the same as the way you were in Shana Rishona, and nothing exciting happens. And I can tell you, there was somebody I was having a real issue with, who I felt really needed somebody to stop the train. An older person, someone to stop the train. He just was not seeing the world properly. And I kept saying, where is his wife? Where is his wife on all this? And you know what? We called his wife. And guess what? She agreed with him. She agreed with him. And all I can say is Nebuch on this guy. He needed a wife to bop him on his head. That will never happen other than a kenegda, somebody who can see things a little bit differently than you, that could save you from your reality. And this is what we've been seeing, that Klal Yisrael on the one hand is filled with so many different types. And on the other hand, we're an Am Echad. And last week we discussed the Nekuda of being able to feel someone's pain. Feel someone's pain. The sugya of Noisib Om Chavero. This big body of Klal Yisrael. This big body of Klal Yisrael. When one of us is down, even if I can't help him, I have to feel pain. Like we said, the concept of paralysis, of being paralyzed, is very dangerous because something could be really hurting and you don't even know about it. You're not living in reality. And just like in one body, if from waist down there's a paralysis, it's dangerous, so too if I don't feel someone's pain. Even if I can't do anything about it, I have to know there's a problem over here. There's a problem over here. And Moshe Rabbeinu started us off by Yigdal Moshe. Moshe became big. And what's the first thing he does, says the altar of Kelm, the first thing he does in his godless is Vayar B'Sivloisa. He looks at the suffering of Klal Yisrael. Nasan Eina V'Libay, he puts his eyes towards them. And he does what's called Noisei Ba'o. How do you carry someone else's weight? How do you carry someone else's weight? I heard from a Talmud of Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner said, yes, when you feel someone else's pain, you carry the load with them. How do you do that? You didn't help him. He has financial problems. You can't even give him a loan. No, it's distribution of the weight, right? If a hand in Klal Yisrael is carrying this weight, right? So then if another hand joins in the pain, there's a distribution of the weight. We can handle it because all of us are feeling it. And Rav Huttner says it mamish works this way. If I connect to someone and feel their pain, there's a distribution of the weight. Now we can handle it together because you're with me, you're connected. And this week, it was amazing. This week I heard from, we mentioned the Birchas Avram Ta'ara, that in Tachanun, there's no Tachanun when there's a Baal Bris. No Tachanun when there's a Baal Bris, when there's a Chassan. And I heard from Rav Shaya Sofer that he got to test it out this week. Right? There was a Baal Bris in his shul. And Rav Shaya gathered people together to tell them, look, we can't say Tachanun. There's a Baal Bris here. There's a Baal Bris. And the Olim got very into it. And then somebody after davening gave a klap and said over their tzara and that they're collecting staka. This is a true story. So, okay, Rav Shaya was giving a shir of being happy for people. Like we said, that's also part of the sugya of Noisei Om Chavero. And someone said a whole tzara and they're coming to collect. And this kfutza who was working, they didn't have anything to give this man. And this man came over to them. He says, I want you to know, I know you didn't give me any money. They weren't capable of helping out. He says, but I felt like you cared about me. I felt like when I was speaking up there, you were experiencing my pain. I want you to know how much more you did for me than give me money. Amazing. An amazing kayak. And I had this chus on, like we said, the big tachnun. This week, I also had a Baal Bris. I was so excited to practice. So I was staring at the Baal Bris. I was staring at him. You know, we got out of a long tachnun. I was staring at him. I pictured, kvater! And then, you know, he's saying his brachas, and he's crying, and his wife is peeking through the mechitza, and getting nachas. And this was a beautiful thing. Who can say tachnun like that? Who can say tachnun? There's a Baal Bris. I was just staring at him. Wow, a Baal Bris. Look at the Baal Bris. He's moving like us. He's a Baal Bris. He's a person that I'm connected with because he's a yid, and he has a simcha, and he's in my shul. And I can't do anything depressing because of that. So we're moving through here, Rabbosai. We're moving through this sugi. We're becoming, Ezra Hashem, very big through this. And now we have to understand. We have to understand why this makes godless. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, like the altar of Kelm said, became big? The debut of Moshe, right? The opener. What's Moshe's first thing to do? He starts carrying bricks, heavy bricks. He leaves the palace and feels the pain of people. What's the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us something over here. The Torah is telling us something about the disease of today. There's a terrible disease that we have today. You know what it's called? Self-absorption. Self-absorption. People are totally self-absorbed. Do you know what the most popular books in Barnes & Nobles are? They're called self-help books. Now it's true, we all need help, right? And self-help is helping ourselves. But you know why these books are very popular? Not just because we have a lot of problems, but you know what people's favorite topic is? When they go into a store, they could learn about animals, about dinosaurs. They could learn about, you know, about how to build a company. The most exciting thing is books about me. Wow, look, there's a whole row of books about me, me, me. I could read about me, right? And people get up in the morning and go, I'm feeling pleasant today. And then the next day, I'm not feeling so. This morning, I was feeling happy. And now I'm feeling a little bit tense. And they analyze themselves all day. Do you know that nobody had time for this before? In Europe, it's not the pshat they didn't have self-help books. No one had time for this. People are living in a world of, how am I feeling? This is wonderful, or this is terrible. And they go up and down, and they drive everybody crazy around. Every day is a new adventure in how they feel. Because they're looking all the way inside themselves about themselves. They don't have time to look at anybody else other than themselves. Rachmana Litzlan. And we find it's true. I spoke to somebody in Chinuch who deals with kids at risk. Deals with kids at risk. Today there's a big popular thing among kids at risk called smoking up with marijuana and these types of things. He told me said a fascinating thing. I heard it b'shmo. He said that for a week after one of these boys smokes marijuana, for a week, you can't talk to them about anything. You can't talk to them about anything. And these people have passed through my door. You know, people think that I can help people. It's a big mistake. But people come by me, and I'm telling you, the tzad hashava of these type of people, they're called smokers, is they don't understand things that have to do with them not enjoying at this moment. Everything's about them enjoying. So ben adam lechavera, whoa, slow, dude. That means there's a guy out there, man, and like I have to like talk to him, man. And there's a ben adam lamakom, I have to like get up and go to shachris for something other than myself. I heard from my rebbeim, all the ben adams are ben adam le. Ben adam le makom, you have to go towards Hashem. Ben adam le chavera. Right, you have to get out of yourself. It is true there's a category called Ben Adam L'Atmo, according to the Marsha and the Gra and the Maral, but it has nothing to do with this. The Yisod of all Ben Adam, the Avod of an Adam, is to go out of himself. And today, people are just totally inside themselves. They don't care that Hashem created them, and they don't care that their friend helped them. They don't care about anything except for, how am I feeling today? Beautiful question. Rachmana Litzlan. And we find that in addition to Volozhin setting up the Masorah of how to learn Torah, this is what Rav Chaim Volozhiner set up for his son, Rav Itzla. This is what he set up for him. Koi Hayu Dvara, this is the Hakdama to the Nefesh HaChaim. Eli Tamid, this is what he always told me. Shezeh Kol HaAdam, the entire mensch, the entire person, Lo La'atzmo Nivra, is not made for himself. Whoa, what's going to be with all my self-help books? I don't know. Rak lahoyo la'achrini. His whole tachlis is to help other people. He was put here on planet Earth with one tachlis. Kichol asher yimsa b'kocho lasos. Rav Chaim Volozhiner would always teach, and I have svarim that are filled with different talmidim of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, went around with this mantra. Always saying to themselves, it's all about helping other people. It's all about helping other people. That is the greatness. That is the greatness in Klal Yisrael. Everything else, all the self-absorption is disgusting. Is disgusting. And we have to see this further. Let's go further, Rabosai. In this body that we have, we've been talking about the anatomy a lot this month. There's something fascinating. Rav Yerucham brings this. There's something fascinating. There's an organ that's the most important to have. I mean, there is an idea of being brain dead, and a person can still be around. He could be there to tell the tale, whether he's halachically alive or not, a big issue among the poskim. But you know what? If you have a heart, you're there. You're alive. Baruch Hashem, you're alive. The heart is the most significant aver. And really deep down, thoughts come through the heart too. Thoughts come through the heart too. They start in the head, they go through the heart. Not for now. The heart has everything. Says Rav Yerucham, you would think this heart would be someone with many servants. Many servants, right? He's chashev, he's the heart. He's the heart of everything, right? Do you know what the heart does? All he does is shtel. He's shtel. Pump, pump, pump. Pump, 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 pump. He doesn't waste a minute. He doesn't waste a second. 120 years, says Rav Yerucham, he's meshamish your fingernail. You call that a gadol? The man is always busy with everybody except for himself. He says, yes, that's godless. Godless is sending things everywhere. And the Rambam writes, who is the heart of Klal Yisrael, the Leva Uma? The king, right? What does a king have to do? I would think he has to act kingly, right? And walk around going, I'm the king, right? And have a redo Air Force One, do all sorts of exciting things. Anything you want to be the king. That's what I would do as a king. Listen to what the Rambam paskins for a king, okay? The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Vav, he says, a king is choinein umarachim liktanim likdailim. He helps small people and big people. He goes in and out in whatever they need and what's good for them. He has rachamim to make sure that the smallest elements of Klal Yisrael, the people who are really pushed away, get enough kavod. How do you do that when you're a king? Where does he go? What does he do? He's got to be busy for all this. The answer is that's what the lave of the Ummah is. If you want to be big in life, you're big by doing for other people. There's no such thing as a king that's not pumping and pumping and pumping. And David HaMelech, who was the first full king, the full first king after Shaul, but he was the beginning of the Melucha of David. What is of Malchus Beis David? What does David do? David, the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Dalet says, Ribbono Shalom, lo chassid ani. Am I not a chassid? David knew his madrega. He was a righteous person. Kol malchei mizrach umayrev, yoshvin agudas agudas bichvodam. All kings are gathering in the Javits Center or wherever they gather as kings, and they're discussing their greatness. I have a pool that's this big, and I have a pool that's this big, and I have a statue that spits into this one and spits into that one. Woo, very nice. I'm going to order one of those. Who did it for you? Right? That's what they discuss. While they're doing this, you know what David's doing? Nebuch on David. What's he doing? Ani yodai meluchlechos bedam. My hands are schmutzik with blood. Ubishmirishvilya. All these things that are inside a woman's body. Kedei lahatar isha labayla. I'm working on hilchos nidashaylas. I'm filthy. She's like, filthy. Filthy. It's not good to have a king's robe when you're doing these types of things. Filthy. Sitting there so that somebody who was usher, someone who's usher to her husband, could be zocha to be able to be mutter to her husband. What are you doing? You're a king. The answer is, welcome to the monarchy. Welcome to the monarchy of Klal Yisrael. This is what it is. This is the greatness of being part of the Klal. It sounds crazy. It sounds crazy, but this is be'emes, the real melucha, and we have to understand it weiter. Nayach, says Rav Yerucham. Nayach, okay? Rav Yerucham says, you know, when you love somebody, what do you do to them? What do you do to them? You give them a lot of wonderful things, presents. You know what Noach's present was for being the tzaddik of the generation? He became a zookeeper. A zookeeper. You know what he had to do? He spent all of his time feeding animals. Sheer exhaustion. You're feeding. One day he's off with a lion. Arr! Bites his leg. And says Rav Yerucham, it sounds like Hashem made even it as an onesh for, no, come on, the lion. Mamish is zoo. It's like National Geographic over here. The poor Noach. What's going on over here? This is what happens to Noach. Says Rav Yeruchim, there's no greater position than keeping those going. There's no greater position. It's a total mistake. If you want to know what godless is, it's somebody who's running around and around and around and around. And he's shaykh to helping other people. He's a steller. He's stelling. And he's not a baller. Right? Ballers are people who give out a lot of stuff to other people to make themselves big. Right? Here, you can have my blue label. I have 25 of these. And he's stelling and stelling and stelling. But he's really balling and balling and balling. Because it's all about how big he is. They want everybody to see that he has all these nice kiddushes on Sukkot. And he's balling and balling and balling. He's pretending that he's stelling and stelling. Somebody who really stells, somebody who really gives of himself. That's godless. That's godless. And why? Why is it godless? Very nice. Why is this godless? Do you know why this is godless? There's only one being in the world, one being in the world that serves others only, that serves only others. There's only one. Hashem. Hashem. Says the Derech Hashem. He says, why did Hashem create this world? If you think he needs us little dimwits, we're nice people, but Hashem did not need us. Hashem created the world for one reason and one reason only. Lehetiv im briyosav. To be mative to them. To create people who get things from Hashem. Hashem created the world to serve us. To serve us. Do you know why? Says the Maharal. Why is it that the Steller, the one who's the Gomel Chesed, is the highest being in the world? Like Abraham, who was the one who Mamash Steled and Steled. When he says the Lashon is Avram, an exalted father, he's above everyone. Because when you are the one who's giving out, you have to be on the top. Think about it. If I'm giving out, that means I'm above you, because you're the one who's taking and I'm the one who's Stelling. The Steller is always so high up there. He's so filled with bracha in his life that he can give and give and give and give. It's a function of being bigger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mative because he has so much to give, and that's his greatness. When a person is medama himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a tzelem Elokim, and he gives, I guarantee you will put all of these people out of business. Any psychologist who tells you you should get rid of this relationship and that relationship and that relationship, narishkeit, and worse. The way a person is happy is by giving to other people, by connecting to other people, by devoting themselves to other people. And every moment in a life where a person is self-absorbed, they will not be happy. It might be a stage that they have to go through for development, but it will never breed happiness because it's not them. Every Tzelem Elokim gets a chiyus from doing this. Noach got a chiyus from serving the entire world. The Melech gets a chiyus from it. You feel alive because you're living to what you're supposed to be. This is what a Yid is supposed to be. He's supposed to be mative to other people. And I was thinking, this is pshat in a pasuk. Soine matanos yichya. A person who hates matanos will live. Lots of different pshatim over here. We've even said some pshatim in other forums. Soine matanos yichya, according to this, people who don't like who hate getting presents will live. Pshat is, I want to give you. I want to give you. If I'm taking, I hate that. I feel like I'm not alive. Soine matanos yichya is someone who wants to be giving somebody else something. And you know what? Sometimes those people take, and they only take to make you feel good. Rav Dessler writes, why are there people who are so generous, but they'll never take presents? You know why? Because they don't want to let you enjoy giving them something. You hear that? And if you understand what I'm talking about, you understand what I'm talking about. They'll always give to other people, but then they'll never take anything, because they always want to have one up on you. If you give them something, then you'll feel like you're the man. And they say it like in a tzaddik way, I don't take presents, I don't take presents. Sometimes taking a present is the greatest giving. Is the greatest giving. And sometimes a Rebbe involving himself with a Talmud is the greatest giving. An amazing Gemara in Ksubis. Amar of Chia, Daftari Vav, Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Kolamonea Talmido Milashamsho. someone who prevents his Talmud from helping him out. Ki'ilu monea mimenu chesed. He's preventing him from a great chesed that he could have done for his Talmud. What's this chesed? Says the Maharal in Chidushi Agoras. What's so great about helping your Rebbe? Ki ha Talmud yesh lo chibur v'tziruf el harav kasher m'mashamish lo. The Talmud can be as big as his Rebbe if he's helping out his Rebbe. Usually his life is very tiny, being a simple person, but his Rebbe's so big. If he can go somewhere and do his Rebbe a favor, then he's become living in that exalted palace of his Rebbe. And the Rebbe who does this is so careful. He's only doing this to uplift the Talmud. It's all about giving. Even the taking is about giving. And this perhaps is pshat in a Gemara. The Gemara says in Kedushin, on Daf Lamed Beis, Rav Yeruchim brings it in Das Chachma Moser Chilek Beis. Says the Gemara in Kedushin Alamed Beis, Maisa b'Rav Elazar, Rav Yehoshua b'Rav Tzadok. Rav Elazar and Rav Yehoshua and Rav Tzadok were sitting there. Shayim Mesubin b'Beis Mishta b'No Shal Rav Gamliel. They were at the Mishta b'No of Rav Gamliel. V'hei Rav Gamliel, the Rebbe, Omed u'mashka aleim. Rav Gamliel was pouring the wine for them. He was taking care of them at the Suda. Imagine your Rebbe, and it's not just any Rebbe. Imagine the Gadol Hador is sitting there pouring you wine. Nosen Kosli Rav Lazar. Rav Lazar was offered a coast. Low, not low. Rebbe, please don't pour for me. Nusnil the Rebbe Yeshua v'kibla. Rebbe Yeshua was makabel the coast. Amar le Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar said to Rebbe Yeshua, Maze Yeshua! Anu Yosh Rebbe Galil Omidu Mashka Alein. What in the world is going on? Rebbe's pouring for us. He's telling for us. We're sitting here like this and Rebbe's taking care of everything we need. How could you take this coast? Amar le. What do you mean? Matsinu gadol mimenu. We found someone greater. Shishimesh. He was Meshamesh. Avraham was the gadol ador. And he was omen aleim. And maybe you'll say it was Malachim that he was serving. He thought that they were Aravim. He thought that they were Arabs. Va'anu lo ye Rav Gamliel b'Rebbe omen u'mashkaleinu. And we can't let Rebbe serve us. Then Rav Tzadok says something very interesting. Amar le Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok got upset about this whole thing. He's like, no. Amar le Rav Tzadok, Ad Masai Atem Manichin Kvodo Shel Machom. How long are we going to forget about Hashem's kavod? Telling us how great Avraham is. What about Hashem, who created Avraham? Va'atem Oskim B'Kavod Abriyas. You're involved in being Mechabit Avraham. I have Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meshiv Ruchos. Umale Nisiyim. Moirid Matar, he brings rain. Matzmiach Adama makes things grow. Orek Shulchan Lefanai, he's setting a table in front of us. And we're not going to let Rav Gamliel be Meshamish us? What's going on over here? What upset Rabbi Tzadok? Bothered me for a while. What is upsetting Rabbi Tzadok? We can't compliment Avram Avinu? Hashem compliments Avram Avinu. Rabbi Tzadok says, you don't understand. You're missing the sugya. It's not about Avram Avinu. It's about why is Avraham Avinu so great? Because Hashem is so great. Hashem taught us. This is the lesson. The lesson is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who shtels and shtels and shtels. And anyone who wants to tap into that has to act like Hashem. Avraham Avinu chapt what's greatness. Avraham Avinu chapt what it is to be alive. Avraham Avinu chapt the way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he ended up becoming Avraham Avinu. But anyone who's self-absorbed, they're missing the whole tachlis. They've never experienced a real simcha. And this is one of the things that we've talked about, which is, yeah, very nice to darshan this. But you know what? Whenever I say something to you that's true, when you start doing it, and I start doing it, we'll see that we'll be happier. Do you know why? Because we'll actually identify who we really are. How does that happen? It's called coming back to yourself. Not through self-help books, but through realizing that you're part of a great nation, and that the more you're able to use your kochos to give to other people, it's all about that. It's all about that. Lilmod ulalame, learn and teach. Like the Bina Le'itim says, the Bina Le'itim writes on the Mishnah, Im lamadata Torah harbe al tachsik toiva la'atzmacha. If you learn Torah, don't make yourself all that. Ki lekach notzarte. This is why you were created. Many pshatim in this Mishnah, listen to the Bina Le'itim. Says the Bina Le'itim, you think you're so great because you learned Torah and you want to make yourself the man. Now you want to sit and have all these servants come towards you. You're machzik toiv le'atmecha. No! Ki lekach notzarte. You were created to take all of that and get to work. Use all that not to make yourself all that, but to make everyone around you great. This is his lashon. Tachlis yitziraschu biyaschu lezeh olam lohaya elon lezeh lehetiv amacherim. The whole reason you learned Torah was to share with others. Ki lulei kein, if it wasn't for that, lohaya bishvil atzmecha far haisus osim chamiv liti anotzer. You didn't need to be created to be a Talmud Chacham. You came here to work. You came here to be shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we find that there's so many, you just look in the lunchroom, right? You look in the lunchroom, you see, what type of people are we? You know, the attitude. Somebody told me that their modern parents, very prominent people in the modern Orthodox community, they came to a bar mitzvah down here in Tzvil, and they were very impressed with the Chavis Das boys, the bar mitzvah boys. Why? They watched that all these boys, halavai by my son, who's in Chavis Das, it didn't click for their grade yet, but it will, Bez Hashem, and I told him this Maisa too. They all were there, and there was a lot of food, and they watched this. Every bacher was worried about another bacher. Mamish making sure that everybody should get. Each one was dying for the other. And sometimes you find people just belich cheshbin. They don't realize where they are. They don't see anything other than the beef. Mamish, I was so enjoying this. Baruch Hashem, I heard one of our bachurim. He said to me, he says, I was in a house of somebody who it seemed like they couldn't afford to have me there. They couldn't afford to have me there. They invited me, but it didn't seem like they could afford to have me there. And he says, I didn't really eat that much there. He says, but I don't know if anyone else noticed. And you know what? I'm sure nobody else noticed. I'm sure nobody else noticed. You know why? Because when you get to a table, you look for what there is on the table. You know what a pure neshama is? Somebody who looks around the room and sees, where's the couch? Where's the air condition? What's going on over here? Are they going to be eating these leftovers? Neshamas tahiris. Lizulas! Chayim lizulas! Chayim lizulas! And we find that this is something that's mamish in Chazal. It's in Chazal in a Gemara. Where's the beef? There's a sugya like this. Listen to a Maharal. You see how he reads a Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos on Kuf Ches, Amad Aleph, says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin L'Gzardin Sheyeshim O'Shvua She'inu Nikravs, if Hashem puts a Gzardin with a Shvua on someone, they're finished, they're in trouble. Like we learned by Beis Eli. Beis Eli, there was a Shvua on them. What did Beis Eli do? The sons of Eli, they took the Basar by the Mizbeach before it was Nitar. All different pshat in what they did, but basically they took a lot of meat in the Beis HaMikdash and they abused their power. They abused their power upon him, they even hit halachic problems, and they were eating and eating the meat, okay? So now, there's a problem, because now Beis Eli is cursed. All of them are supposed to live a very short life. And there's only one problem. Abaye and Rava are favorites, right? Abaye and Rava are from Beis Eli. How are they going to get out of this one? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava b'zevach u'mimincha in a mischaper. No, the pasuk says through karbanos there's no kapara for Beis Eli. Aval mischaper hu b'divrei Torah. But through learning Torah there is a kapara. Abaye amar b'zevach u'mimincha in a mischaper. But it's mischaper through gemilas chasadim. Rava Abaye and Abaye were mibeis Eli. Rava was asuk b'Torah and lived 40 years, which according to the Maharal was a level of longevity of life. But Abaye was asuk b'Torah gemilas chasadim. Of course, Rava also did chesed, but Abaye did it even more actively. Torah and chesed, and he lived 60 years. They broke the curse. Says the Maharal, what's pshat over here? I learned it all the years, that Gemilas Chasadim is a great thing, and Torah is a great thing. He says, no. He says, the only way Hashem removes a punishment is when you get out of the problem that you got into. If you're in a mess, you have to get yourself out. He says, the problem with B'nai Eli was they were totally involved in the beef. Everything was about them. He says there are two ways to get out of yourself, right? We explained, Ben Adam li makom, Ben Adam li chavero, but not self-help, 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 self-help. And And they chapt. They chapt. Rava chapt. The Torah brings a person out of themselves. It's a mahalach. And Abayi, Torah v'chesed. Torah v'chesed. Super out of himself. Out of himself. They broke through. And this is the greatness that we're all capable of doing, because it's natural for us. We are all Tzelem Elokims. We're all capable of this. This is our simcha. This is our ability to do. And if we try to do it, it'll fit like a glove. But if we don't try to do it, we'll lose all the excitement, all the simcha that we can have from a real chayim. We should all be zeicha to be mekayim, the mitzvah, l'atalei. Yeah.